I'm cautiously optimistic. Isn't that the phrase?
Good.
He's a cash buyer, no chain, so the agent said.
Really?
Businessman from Coventry. Wants to retire down this way, apparently. Very interested in the Dower House.
I'm surprised the agent let him out of the office.
Oh, Oliver, it'd be such a relief if he went ahead.
Don't worry, it'll happen.
But if we could just get things underway. It all seems to be happening on Peggy and Jack's side.
We'll get there, you'll see.
Oh, I hope so.
Can I make you some more toast before you go?
No. Oh, I'm fine. You have the other piece.
Sure.
Honestly.
So, what time are you planning to go over there?
Oh, I thought about 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Maitland's getting there at 2:45. Now, are you going to be all right? I should be back by 11, hopefully.
We'll be fine.
What are you planning to do? Go for a walk or something?
Well, I don't suppose our Carly's seen a Shirley bull.
You'll make sure she wraps up. It's jolly cold out in that yard.
Don't worry, I'll see to it.
Good.
Hi.
Oh, morning, Carly.
Morning.
How did you sleep?
What?
You said you were having trouble getting off.
Oh, fine.
Good.
Come on, sit yourself down.
Ta.
What would you like for breakfast? Cereal? Toast?
I can do you an egg if you like.
No, it's okay.
I'll put some more toast on.
We'll just have tea.
There's some lovely homemade marmalade.
No, just tea.
I'll put some on anyway,
eh? Can I ask you something?
Me? Yeah, of course.
You know that picture of you on the landing with them dogs?
Hounds, we call them.
Did you kill any foxes that time?
You know, I really can't remember.
We don't actually hunt like that anymore. Not in the same way.
But we do have to control foxes in the countryside, otherwise they can do real damage.
Yeah, but that stuff you ate is seriously weird.
Oh. You're not going to believe this.
Oh, hello.
Have a look at that. It's just come as an attachment.
My hands are all greasy. What?
Don't worry, we can print off another one. I just thought it was priceless.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Amazing, isn't it? And to think, 24 hours ago, they were in grey old Borsetshire.
Is that a bullock cart? It's a bullock cart, isn't it?
Doesn't it look fantastic? All that colour. And there's us standing here on a cold February afternoon.
Times have changed, all right. I'm not sure Jethro ever made it as far as London.
Good luck to him, I see. It's great they've still got a sense of adventure.
Yeah, now, if you don't mind, love, one of the consequences of having Bert on the other side of the planet is that I'm a bit pushed at the moment.
You're going top dressing, are you?
Yeah, over at Walnut Tree. That is, if I can get this spreader sorted out.
You got time for a coffee before you go?
Yeah, might as well. I'm going to try phoning that off-roader guy.
Yeah, good idea. It's about time we heard from him.
Shouldn't have to do it. He promised me there wouldn't be any hassle.
That's what they all say.
It was his fault. As good as admitted it.
True.
It's up to him to get things moving.
Well, anyway, if you want to carry on with the top dressing afterwards, you can leave the use to me.
Oh, thanks, yeah.
No problem. I'll see to them as soon as Mum gets here.
Morning.
Hello, Kirsty.
Hi, Kirsty. Sam got your milking again?
Yeah, just giving him a hand. Only way I get to see him these days, if I put a pair of overalls on.
I bet.
Oh, I don't mind. Quite like working with the cows.
Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. He's setting up a foot bath at the moment. Seems to be a bit of foul in the foot.
Oh, yeah, he mentioned it a few days back.
He was wondering if you could give us a hand, actually, to put the cows through.
What, today?
Well, yeah, he wanted to get it done before his day off.
It'll have to be today, then, I suppose. You better not expect me for lunch, love.
Oh, come on. It's not going to take long putting the cows through a foot bath. Especially if we all give a hand.
Shouldn't do.
So what do you think of him? Rather splendid, isn't he?
He's big.
Senator, his name is. Well, not his full name. He's got what we call a herd prefix. That's like his first name. But Senator's what we call him. He's a Charolais. That's the breed. Ever heard of a Charolais before?
Well, you get dogs where I live.
Yeah, well, anyway, they're really good cattle, fast-growing, and they make excellent beef. You like beef, Carly?
Are you going to eat him?
Well, no, not him personally. We keep him to mate with our cows. Then they have calves, what we call crossbred calves. Then, when they grow up, that's what we eat. That's what goes into your burgers.
Do the cows come in here to mate with him?
Sorry?
Into his little house?
Oh, no. He'll be out in the fields later on. They'll all be running together.
Cool.
Carly?
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. I'm calling Becky.
Becky?
My mate.
Yes, fine.
Morning, Oliver.
Shula, how nice to see you.
Sorry to disturb you on a Sunday morning.
Oh, don't be silly. Shula, this is Carly. She's staying with us for a while.
Oh, right. Hello, Carly.
Hi.
Hi there.
We're having a look at the cattle.
Oh, great.
Look, if you want Caroline, I'm afraid you've missed her. She's gone over to the Dower House to show someone round.
Will she be long?
About an hour, I suppose.
Oh, well.
You want me to give her a message? I assume you're off to church.
Oh, no, not this morning. I'm giving it a miss. I'm not on duty.
Oh, right.
I was really hoping to have a chat with her.
Well, in that case, why don't we go in and have a coffee while we wait?
What about your farm walk?
Oh, she's got the whole of half term to look round. I think we can safely leave it till another day, don't you?
Hang on. Okay, Sam, you can let them through.
Oh, well, it's one way of spending a Sunday morning.
Get involved with someone in farming, and that's how it is.
Oh, I don't mind, really. Actually, I quite like it.
Yeah?
Well, what else would I be doing this morning? Pushing a hoover around or trailing around the supermarket? No thanks.
I see your point.
I just as soon mess about with a bunch of cows. Does that make me a bit weird?
If it does, that's two of us.
You're the same.
Of course. There's no way David and I would have worked out if I hadn't liked cows.
I suppose not.
Take on a dairy farm and you're taking on the herd as well.
Well, you were always going to be a farmer, though, weren't you?
Yeah, suited me down to the ground. My mum always says it's the cows I was after. David just came along in the package.
Oh, poor old David.
It wasn't quite like that. I did think he was pretty dishy.
I should hope so.
Come on, you doozy lot. Push him along, can you, Kirsty?
Okay, yeah. Go on, move it on, go on.
That's it. Through you go.
Some guy in the shop said to me, is that your idea of fun, working on a farm every weekend? To be honest, I never think of it as work.
Yeah, I was like that for the first 10 years.
You know what I mean, though? It's so different from being in the shop. It's relaxing in a funny sort of way.
I know what you mean.
I don't think this guy in the shop did. Go on, keep moving.
Ruth, you are not going to believe this.
You didn't get through?
Oh, I got through. The trouble is, the woman on that number had never heard of him.
Oh. Dear.
So I went on to directory inquiries. He doesn't exist.
I was starting to wonder when it all went quiet.
I have been taking such a mug. How can I have been so ruddy stupid?
What's happened?
You know David had that smash-up in the Land Rover out on our bridal way?
Oh, yeah, I saw the results. Bit of a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, over 500 quid it's going to cost me.
Oh.
He must have been laughing all the way home.
I doubt it. You said his four-wheel drive was in a worse state than yours.
Well, serves him right, the lying tow rag.
You sure about this? He didn't take the number down wrong.
No, I did not.
Oh, well.
No, no, let's face it. I just fell for the oldest trick in the book. You'd think at my age I'd know better.
I feel just like a kid who's bunking off school.
Oh, Shula.
Yeah, I know it's silly, but church on Sunday morning is such a part of my routine.
It won't hurt for 1 week.
I sat at the breakfast table on my own and I felt so fed up I really couldn't face it.
And what brought this on?
Well, I'm not sure I can answer that. Alistair's phone went off halfway through breakfast. Nothing unusual about that.
Call out?
Horse in a critical state, apparently, somewhere around Pennyhassett. So off he goes. Not a word about when he's coming back.
Oh, dear.
What really hurts, he seems almost glad to be going. I don't know, it just got to me.
Oh, Shula.
And then I thought, Daniel's not here and I don't need church this morning. What I need is a shoulder to cry on.
And I wasn't here.
You are now.
Yes.
And I feel a lot better.
Good.
So, tell me, how did it go with this Mr...
Maitland?
Yeah, that's it.
Fine. Nice chap. Seems to like the house all right.
So it went well?
Yes, but I've got to be careful not to run ahead. He was quite straightforward about it. He had lots of other places to see.
Why, even so?
Well, let's say I'm hopeful anyway.
Hello, we're back.
Hello, you two.
Complete with Johnny Depp movie.
Great.
I'm going through to watch it, okay?
Carly.
What?
Shoes, please.
Sorry.
So, which movie is it?
Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Somehow it seems to have passed under my radar.
Oh, and mine.
Yeah, hang on, Carly. I'll show you how to use the player.
What?
Well, it took me ages to work it out, I can tell you.
She seems nice.
Mm. She probably is. At the moment, we're having a bit of trouble making contact.
Oh, I expect she's shy. I mean, coming into a house with two complete strangers, it's hard.
Very.
What's the background? Has she had a bad time?
Mm. She's one of five, apparently. Eldest but one. They were living in Birmingham. Then Mum took up with a new man and they moved to Felbersham.
Oh, I see.
That's when it all went wrong, apparently.
Oh, girl.
She stopped going to school. At home, she was forever fighting with her sisters. In the end, her mum seems to have given up on it all.
She needs a bit of stability.
To be honest, when her social worker rang up and said about her coming here, we nearly said no. What with everything that's going on.
Oh, that's understandable.
I'm so glad we didn't, though. It's not her fault we're up to here with trying to buy Grey Gables. It's now she needs our help.
True.
In fact, it's worked out quite well, really, with it being half-term. And it helps you get your own worries into perspective.
Which must be a good thing.
She's obviously very needy, despite being, well, uncommunicative.
Good luck.
Yeah, we'll do our best. That's all we can do.
I think that's what upsets me most about Alistair. I don't feel he really needs us anymore.
Oh, no.
And I'm wondering if he ever will again.
Right, that's that done.
Got time for that coffee now?
Yeah, why not?
How about you, Kirsty? You going to join us?
Oh, that'd be great.
I wouldn't recommend it. I'm not very good company at the moment.
Oh, I don't blame you. Such a mean trick to play on someone.
I'll drop a big bale on his bonnet next time I see him in that place.
I doubt if there'll be a next time.
Oh, pity. I'd have enjoyed it.
Oh, the same thing happened to my Auntie Sadie. She was stopped at the lights and someone in a white van ploughed into the back of her.
White van man, eh?
Yeah, like an idiot. She didn't take the registration number.
Well, nor did I. What a plonker, eh?
Anyway, this guy writes out all his particulars. Phone number, address, insurance company. All of which turn out to be pure fiction.
Oh, it's horrible.
In the end, she got it off her own insurance. Shook her up, though.
Do you reckon we should do something about blocking off that bridleway?
Well, we were talking about it, weren't we?
And you never did anything.
No, well, it's difficult. We're using that lane all the time with tractors.
What about gates?
Oh, we could do, I suppose. But if it's only going to be the odd bloke...
It's dangerous, though. Okay, we got away with it that time.
You call that getting away with it?
Well, at least nobody got hurt.
Well...
If it was me, I'd close it off. When you think about the people who go walking along there...
Exactly. Including our own kids.
And riding.
Yeah. Well, anyway, should we go in and get this coffee?
Yeah, come on.
Maybe when I've got warmed up a bit, I can come up with something to deal with it.
Tony?
Oh, hi, love. I was just about to start milking.
I'm popping over to Brian and Jennifer's.
Oh, okay.
Only she's just called. Apparently she's finished the picture.
What picture?
Oh, Tony, you know, the farm for the carrot bags, remember?
Oh, yeah, sorry, love.
I know you're not in the slightest bit interested.
Oh, it's not true, Pat.
Oh, you've made it abundantly clear you think we're wasting our time, am I right?
Well, yeah, I do think that.
Exactly.
But that's not a criticism of you. I think it's a perfectly good idea, in principle.
But?
I just don't believe it's going anywhere. Sorry.
Tell me something, Tony. How old are you this week?
No. 55.
Oh, is that all? Sometimes you sound like you're ready for your pension.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, honestly, if we're going to go on with this business, let's for heaven's sake try and be positive.
Now, I'm sorry, Pat. It's the supermarkets. I really can't see them going for this. And if they don't, you haven't got a hope.
Listen, you may be ready to roll over, but I intend to carry on a bit longer on the mad assumption that we still have some control over our future.
Well, it's up to you, Pat.
Yes, it is. Now, if you don't mind...
Hi, you two.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom. What's the situation?
I reckon we'll just about get through, with a bit of luck and a following wind.
What's the problem?
Oh, Tom's been checking up on the winter salads in the polytunnels.
And you reckon we'll manage, Tom?
Yeah, should do. I'm not guaranteeing people won't get heartily sick of lamb's lettuce and winter endive, though.
Well, as long as they've got something green in the boxes.
They should get that all right.
Oh, good.
No Brenda this afternoon?
She's gone into Borchester with Kenton.
Well, she hasn't started the job share already.
No, no, not yet. But Kenton thought she ought to have some practice on the new cappuccino machine first. And Monday being the quietest day.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. I've got to get over to Home Farm. Sorry I can't give you a hand with the milking, Dad.
Oh, don't worry. I'll manage.
You're off to Home Farm?
Yeah. I want to see if Jennifer's finished those designs.
Well, give her love to Debbie, won't you? I haven't seen her yet.
Sure.
And, actually, you can save me a journey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, could you pick up the picture Jennifer's been doing for me?
Yeah, sure, no probs.
Dad thinks it's a waste of time.
No, I'm sorry, Pat. I've got to be honest.
Well, I'm with you on this one, Mum. Things are changing.
What? How can you say that, after the way the supermarket stitched you up?
I handled them wrongly. Mum's not going to make that mistake, are you, Mum?
Hope you don't mind the detour.
No, no problem.
Only this is the only chance I get to pick it up. We're bound to be busy tomorrow.
Sounds a great present.
Yeah, well, I think she'll like it.
Definitely.
It's going to be all nicely bound with gold leaf lettering. I mean, she'll be able to keep the inscription a Gran wrote for her.
Oh.
Well, yeah, it's different anyway. Personal.
You old softy.
What about the meal? You got it all sorted, yeah?
Yeah, all under control. Mm. Lovely organic chicken.
Oh, that sounds good.
Plus all the bits and pieces.
Yeah? And which of you is doing the cooking?
It's a double act.
A double act?
Mm.
Don't like the sound of that.
Don't worry. It'll be fabulous.
Well, it better be. I want Kathy to have a fabulous evening from the moment she steps over the threshold.
She will.
In fact, before that. Tom's picking her up, isn't he?
Yeah, if you still want him to.
Oh, no, definitely, definitely. I don't want her driving.
And what will you be doing?
I will be evolving into Brad Pitt.
Ah, in that case, I'd better tell Tom to drive slowly.
Oh. Tomorrow night, Brenda, Jax is to become a pleasure dome. Hmm? A palace of earthly delights. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be like a temple of dreams.
Oh, look out, Kenton!
Oh, yay. Where do they all come from?
Must be an accident or something.
Or roadworks.
It's a hell of a queue. Can't see any traffic signals.
No, this is going to take ages. The bookbinder shuts at 5.
There's not a lot we can do.
Actually, there is.
Don't tell me. This thing's got a retractable rocket engine.
I know. Better than that. You see that, that gateway on the left?
Where?
Just there, before the bend, not far past the sign.
Oh, yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
Well, there's a track down there, joining up with the road about a mile and a half along.
I won't ask you how you know that, Kenton.
Well, I think we can give it a go. It's a bit rough in places, but this baby can cope.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Trust your Uncle Kenton.
Have I got any choice?
Nope, not a lot.
Okay, then. Let's give it a go, shall we?
It was terrifying. Claire's mum was absolutely furious.
So what, she'd just taken them out for a walk?
On a bike ride. Phoebe and Claire. It never crossed my mind they could be at risk up there.
Well, they shouldn't have been.
But according to Phoebe, they had to jump in the hedge to get out of the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They came over to us for tea. And when they said they wanted to take their bikes along the bridle way, it never occurred to me to stop them.
So it was a 4x4?
One like Brian's, Phoebe said. Oh. Claire's mum didn't recognise the driver.
Wonder if it was the same guy.
The one who ran into you?
Oh, you heard about it?
Yeah, huh? Brian was telling me.
Yeah, he seemed like a reasonable sort of chap. Then he gave me a totally false name and address.
Oh, it makes you sick.
Yeah. Well, thank God no one got hurt.
Oh, I know. Well, it's awful. I assumed they'd be perfectly safe on that path.
Well, so they should be.
Well, Alice was always riding along there when she was little. Never gave it a second thought.
Well, gonna have to from now on. This is getting to be a regular occurrence.
Suppose we've been lucky, really.
Lucky?
Well, having so much of the countryside to ourselves. Other people want to use it too.
Yeah, but in the right way.
Of course.
Besides, look at the way the countryside's been opened up already. There's the whole footpath network, and then the new right to roam.
Yeah. Well, now they want to come out on their trail bikes and their 4x4s.
Well, they can't just go wherever the fancy takes them.
No, definitely.
Especially when it's going to spoil things for other people. I mean, look at all the walkers we get round here.
Oh, yes. Anyway, David, you didn't come round here to talk about the threats to our bridal ways.
Well, no, I don't mind. It's a problem for all of us.
Was it Brian you wanted?
Yeah, I need a quick word about this year's spray programme.
Well, he shouldn't be long now. Yeah, they bought us a land meeting. In fact, right. I think... Oh, no, no, it's Tom.
Well, I won't wait. I just popped in on the off chance.
You sure?
Yeah, no great urgency.
Well, I'll tell him you called.
If you would, thanks.
OK.
Just say I'll give him a call later on.
Yeah, I certainly will.
Hi.
Hello, Tom.
Tom.
Sorry to interrupt.
You're not. I'm just off.
I just called in for those designs, Jennifer, for the catering wagon.
Oh, yes. I hope you like them.
I'm sure I will.
Come on in, Tom. Put the kettle on.
Great.
You sure you won't stay for a cup of tea, David?
No, thanks. I better be going.
Okay.
But if you get any more trouble with the off-roaders, can you let me know?
Yeah, and if it all goes according to plan, you should be finished about 9, I'd say. Well, 9:30 at the latest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, the point is, when me and Kathy are on the coffee and cognac, as you're done, you can sneak away to your Valentine's night party.
No, we'll just go to the ball.
Oh, don't knock it. You can sample Jolene's special cocktails.
I can imagine. Good. Made out of Shire's bitter and ketchup.
Don't be a snob.
Doesn't matter, I suppose. We'll end up talking about burger prices and how to clean a griddle.
Well, in that case, I'm sorry for you, Brent. because by then, Kathy and I will be halfway to paradise.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. We'll be smooching between the tables,
with
Nat King Cole on the jukebox and a single spotlight glinting on the cappuccino machine.
I'll say this to you, Kenton. You don't do things by halves. Oh! Oh! Kenton!
Oh, sorry.
I don't think this was such a great idea.
Well, don't worry. We'll soon be back on the road.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Don't let me down, girl. Come on.
Kenton, we're stuck.
She doesn't want to move, does she?
No. So now what do we do?
It's not a problem.
Could have fooled me.
Ah, not with these things. Did you notice the winch when you got in?
No, somehow I missed that.
Yeah, well, all I got to do is shove the cable round that tree and... Oh, anyway.
You okay?
Yeah, it's only mud.
Do you want me to give you a hand?
No, no, you stay there and polish your nails. This won't take two ticks. Trust me.
Well, I must say, I think it's just right.
So do I.
Can I say something?
Of course.
Well, I hate to criticise my sister's artistic talents, but I have to say I find it rather simplistic.
What do you mean?
That's how a kid would do it.
Rubbish.
Okay, then. Take the house. That's the sort of thing John was doing when he was four. You've still got one of them.
It's nothing like
it. If anything, John's is better.
Dad, we're talking about carrots here. There's no point putting a Turner on the bag, is there? We're not selling high-class jewellery.
Exactly.
We want something that appeals to the family. Something that says fresh air and countryside and happy villagers. All that sort of stuff.
OK, OK, I'm just making a point.
Well, I reckon we should go with this one.
Good, so do I. I'll get some quotes on prices. What are we talking? Three colours?
That should do it.
Still think we're throwing away good money.
Yeah, we know what you think, Tony.
No, I'm only saying...
Do you want me to get onto the supermarket, Mum? See if I can get you an appointment with the new products manager?
You'd be prepared to go back to them after everything?
Why not?
Well, you must be mad.
I've moved on, all right? Tamsin's gone. I'd be daft not to keep up my contacts.
Well, if it really doesn't bother you, then yes, please.
Great. I'll give them a bell later. Oh. Sorry. Excuse me a sec.
Oh, no problem.
Hiya, Brad.
Tom! Thank goodness you're there. Are you busy at the moment?
Nothing, I can't leave. Why, what's the problem?
We're stuck, me and Kenton, in the middle of nowhere.
You what?
We need a rescue, Tom. And you're going to have to come in the Land Rover.
What made him go all the way out there, the plonker?
He was trying to get round the traffic. There was a tailback at the roadworks.
Didn't do him a lot of good.
Poor old Kenton. You should have seen his face when his wonderful winch didn't work.
I reckon they saw him coming, whoever sold him that thing.
Don't tell him that. He loves it.
I won't say a word, especially as he's buying the burgers.
Thanks for coming out anyway.
All part of the service.
You're a star, Tom Archer.
Anyway, I've got something to show you.
Oh, yeah?
Jennifer's designs for the wagon.
Great.
She's done a pretty good job. There we are.
Wow!
Yeah. I mean, they're only sketches, but you get the idea.
I love the snooty butler.
Yeah, I do too. He's going to be gold on a green background.
Classy.
That's the idea. And then that swirly green bit gets taken all the way around the trailer and onto the van.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I thought I'd take it over to the sign writers next week, get some idea of the cost.
It's going to look fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Only the best for Tom Archer's Gourmet Grills.
Here we go, then. Two double cheeseburgers with fries.
Oh, thanks, Kenton. You're a gent.
Well, that's the least I could do after dragging you all the way out here.
No problem. I'll be putting my account in at the end of the month.
OK, you do that.
Can you pass the relish, Bren? Thanks.
Oh, God, having to get a toe, I'll never live it down.
Ah, well, these things happen.
Well, at least I've sorted out what's going to happen about Kathy's present.
Have you spoken to them? Thought they shut at five.
I know, I left a message on the answering machine, said there'd been a hold-up and I'd have to come for it and come out tomorrow.
You'll be busy in the cafe.
Yeah, I thought of that. I said they could leave it at the video shop two doors down.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, I know them there, so I can pick it up whenever I want. They're open till nine.
Perfect.
Yep. Well, now you've gone to all this trouble. It'd be a shame if she didn't get it on the day.
Oh, no, no, it'd be a disaster. Tomorrow has got to go like clockwork.
It will, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I'm relying on you guys. We've got to make it a night to remember.
Everything all right out there, Move?
Oh, well, we're as ready as we'll ever be. Clara's having a cup of tea before the onslaught.
I've just taken another booking.
3 for table 12.
Well, how many's that altogether?
55.
Well, that's it then. No more. Not my first big night cooking.
Oh, you'll be fine, love.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
You got your puddings all done and most of your starters?
It still leaves room for disasters in between.
Oh, come on. You know all them dishes. You could do them with your eyes shut. And so could Clary, couldn't that?
Yeah, I know. I'll call it first night nerves.
Yeah, and you got young Hattie waiting on table, so we're ready for anything Ambridge can throw at us.
Cooey!
And here it comes now.
Lillian! Now, nice to see you.
Hi, Lillian.
Hello, darlings.
Yeah, on your own tonight?
Afraid so.
Oh, that's very sad.
Matt's taken himself off to London on a business trip, and it seems he needs his PA with him.
Oh, right.
If he thinks the little woman's going to sit at home doing her embroidery, he's making a big mistake.
Good for you.
Now, I intend to enjoy myself tonight, Sid.
That's what we're here for.
So show us his list of lovers' cocktails you've been advertising. See if I can find something to cheer myself up.
Think I'll just turn it down a smidgen.
Right, well, I suppose I'd better pick up the party girl.
Oh, hi, you two. How's it all going?
Everything's looking good.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
What are you doing here anyway? I thought you were off to pick up the present.
I'm on my way. I've just had to get some flowers first.
You're pushing it a bit, aren't you?
Well, it'll be fine. No traffic this time of night.
You hope.
Now, are you sure you both know what you're doing?
I go for Cathy at 10 past, mm-hmm. back here by 10 to.
Oh, actually, you'd better add 10 minutes. Cathy's never ready.
I serve you both aperitifs up in your flat.
Mm-hmm.
That's if you're back.
I will be.
Then I show you both to your table.
The very best in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I serve dinner 8:15.
Perfect.
Tell me, Sid, as a man, can you understand him going away on an auspicious night like this?
Yeah, well, pressure of work and all that. Got a big job, your man.
Very diplomatic. Spoken like a true landlord.
Yeah. I will say this, though. For a man to leave a lovely woman such as yourself on Valentine's night, well, he must have some very pressing business.
Pressing business involving his PA.
Ah, well.
Have you met her, the wondrous jade?
Yeah. I might have. I might have seen her around once or twice.
Yeah, you can't miss her.
No.
Not blessed with great intelligence, of course, but can be useful if given clear instructions.
Oh, yes.
It's no good, Sid. I shall just have to find some way of keeping them apart.
Back tomorrow, is he?
He says. He'll please himself.
Right.
You know, it's very nice, that, Sid. What did he say it was?
A velvet kiss.
Very smooth, your velvet kiss. Better give me another one.
All right, you are.
Sid, have you got a minute?
What's up, love?
The fryer's playing up. Tonight of all nights.
I'll be right with you.
Well, quick as you can, please.
Did you manage to get through?
I tried. Just got the messaging service.
Oh, he'll be here any minute, I'm sure.
Well, what did he actually say when he went out?
Only that he had to pop over to Felpersham and he wouldn't be long.
Oh. Well, why couldn't it wait till tomorrow, whatever it was?
Oh, no idea.
Yeah, he's probably run into some mate or other and they're propping up a bar.
Well, I can't believe that.
So why isn't he here?
Well, I'm really sure he'll be on his way, but... Well, I need to get back to the kitchen. Sorry, Cathy.
Yeah, you carry on.
Yeah.
Oh... Come on, Kenton, hurry up.
How's it going?
Oh, no, it's starting to dry up.
It'll be fine.
No, it won't. Look at it.
It's not too bad.
I promise you, it's drying up. Where the hell is he?
I've no idea. Kathy's getting restless.
Her and me both. What am I going to do with this?
Can't you make some more juice?
It'll be horrible. The chicken's already starting to fall apart. Look.
Not much.
Well, enough. It's going to be a disaster. Mm. Oh, Tom, it was lovely 3/4 hour ago.
Yeah, you're right. Look, don't worry. I've got some burgers in the car. If the worst comes to the worst...
Burgers?
Well, why not? It's the best beef in Borsetshire. We could knock up a sauce with red wine and stock.
Well, what about my chicken?
And use that for the starters. The bits that are still solid.
Oh, brilliant.
Cut it up into strips, it'll be fine.
Why on earth did we take this job on, Tom?
Oh, like you said, the customer's always right. Oh, at last.
Is it him?
Yeah. Kenton, where are you? Kenton, can you hear me?
Tom? Tom, are you there? Tom?
I keep losing you.
Where are you?
I'm the top of Borden Hill. It's buckling down like a monsoon.
What's happened?
I got a blowout. The car's in a lay-by on the bypass. I was trying to change the wheel, but the spare's flat.
Oh, you idiot.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do you want me to come out and pick you
up? I'm losing you. Tom? Tom! Listen, Tom, I'm going to try and get a taxi. I've had to walk up here to get a signal.
Well, how long are you going to be?
Well, not long, if I can get one. Is Kathy okay?
Well, she's not exactly happy.
But tell her I won't be long, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and whatever you do, Tom, don't let her go, all right? Tom, can you... Tom, are you there? Tom?
What are you up to now, Mr. Crawford?
Probably bored out of his mind. Can't wait to get back to the hotel so he can call you.
What a sweet man you are, Sid. Always ready to see the best in people.
No, I'd feel if I was away from Jolene.
Yeah, well, Matt's wired up differently.
It'll be fine, you see.
Did you get your little problem sorted out?
Yeah, it wasn't that little. No power to the fryer.
Oh, my goodness.
Could have been a disaster. I mean, no chip through the beef and ale pot.
But disaster averted.
Yep, it was only a trip switch.
All's well.
Yeah, thank goodness. The pies are going down the store.
There's a little gold mine you've got here, Sid, and I'm very pleased for you.
Oh, thank you, Lillian.
And it's my fervent wish that you'll do even better under the new regime, whoever that turns out to be.
Yeah. You haven't heard anything, I suppose.
Oh, good Lord, no. No one tells me anything. Oh, let's have another of those gorgeous cocktails.
Don't mind me saying this, Lillian, but might it be an idea to slow down a bit?
He'll be here any minute.
Yeah, it's over an hour.
And he's really sorry about it.
Well, then why did he go to Felbersham when he knew I was on my way?
Like I said, I'm not exactly sure.
No, you don't have to make excuses for him. I know him too well. This is typical Kenton.
I wouldn't say that. Oh,
believe me, Tom, this man is Mr. Unreliable. Now, he means well, I know. But he never thinks it through. It always ends up like this.
But it wasn't like that. Not this time.
Yeah, well, I was so looking forward to this evening. He promised me something really special. Well, it's special, all right.
Give him just another 5 minutes, please.
No, I'm sorry, Tom. Could you take me home?
He's going to be really upset.
Yeah, well, he should have thought about that before, shouldn't he? Well, are you going to take me?
I can't.
Oh, then I'll have to phone for a taxi.
Kathy, you're still here.
Kenton.
Oh, thank heavens, I was afraid you'd gone.
Well, I was just on my way.
I can't tell you how sorry I am.
What?
Wait there.
No, you look as though you've been for a swim. What's he doing now?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, Kenton.
I couldn't get a cab. They were all busy, so I ran here. It's nearly a mile. Kathy. Darling.
Oh, Kenton.
Lee's nice view. Oh. And this here, this is what I went to Felbersham for. I'm sorry, it's a bit wet. I had it under my coat all the way, but it's, well...
What is it?
There. I so wanted this to be a great night.
Oh, well, there's still time.
Yeah. How's the food going, Tom? Any chance of getting out of here sharpish, mate?
Sure, we'll do our best.
Great, thanks. Oh, so, can I open the present? I really hope you're going to like it.
Hey, pour us a fizzy water, will you, Sid? It's hot in that kitchen.
How's it going?
Well, over the worst, I reckon. They're mostly on their puddings.
Well done.
Not bad, eh? 55 starters and main courses, and 55 happy customers, touch wood.
Well done.
As they go home happy, that's the main thing.
Well, I reckon they will.
What a team, eh?
That's it, you see. You're a team, and when you're a team, there's nothing you can't achieve. Nothing in the entire world.
We'd go along with that, wouldn't we, love?
Yeah, it certainly was.
When it all starts to go wrong is when someone wants to play away.
Come on now, Lillian.
Tell me, Sid. Now, you're a man. Let me in on the secret. What do you think he's doing now, at this precise moment?
He'll be tucked up in bed, I expect.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Lillian, why don't you let me give you a lift home? Oh, I'll be free in a minute.
I want to go
home. Valentine's night. I want a party.
You sure there's nothing else I can get you? More coffee?
No, thanks, Tom. That was lovely.
Yeah, it's terrific, Tom. Thanks a lot, mate.
No problem. I'll leave you two to it, then.
Oh. You enjoying yourself?
Having a wonderful time.
And you like the present?
I love it. And to think you went to all that trouble.
Well, it was worth it.
You make me feel guilty.
Guilty? Why?
Oh, I was getting so cross. I almost got up and left.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
Yes, so am I. Can you forgive me?
Nothing to forgive. Well, I should have been here to meet you. You had every right to be annoyed.
Oh, stop being so reasonable. You're making it worse.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, darling.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Brenda.
Oh, hi.
What are you doing out here?
Fancied some fresh air. How's it going in there?
Job done.
Honestly?
Yeah. They're cooing at each other like a pair of lovesick pigeons.
Great.
So, how about we do a quick bit of clearing up, and then go out and have some fun?
Sounds good to me.
I reckon we deserve it.
I can say that again.
And I just want to say, well, I thought you were brilliant tonight.
Must say, I never expected to be serving burgers.
Well, you made them special, that fantastic sauce.
Wasn't bad, was it? For an emergency.
It was brilliant. Thanks.
I'm only doing my job.
Is that all it was?
No. It's good fun as well.
I hope so.
It always is with you.
You mean that?
Of course I do.
Good.
Tom.
I love you, Brenda Tucker.
And I love you.
Pour me another coffee, will you, Puss?
What's the matter, Tiger? Didn't you sleep last night?
You know what hotels are like.
Yes, I do.
And the traffic was diabolical on the motorway this morning. Always leaves me cream cracked.
And where's the indispensable Jade this morning? Sleeping it off?
In the office. Well, she better be.
You mean you haven't given her the day off after all those unsociable hours?
Oh, Jess.
Poor girl's probably exhausted.
Well, that's her lookout. If she wants to spend the night climbing. I was back at the hotel shortly after 10.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, quick nightcap with Jimmy Turnbull, then I hit the sack.
Very sensible.
I said to Jade, you have your fun by all means, but I should be leaving at 8:30. I expect you to be there bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
That's telling her.
Now, if you'll excuse me, well, I'll have you and leave you.
But, Matt, you've only just got back.
I know, pussycat, but I've got a meeting with Brian in 20 minutes.
I won't mind if you're a few minutes late. Stay and finish your coffee.
No, no can do, I'm afraid. He's only got an hour.
If you must.
We're taking a tour around the country park. Decide where we're going to put the new drives.
Well, in that case, perhaps you won't mind giving me a lift to the ball. I need to pick up my car.
Oh, really? And what were you up to?
Well, I thought I'd pop down and see what was going on.
Well, plenty by the sounds of it.
You surely didn't expect me to stay in on my lonesome.
No. No, of course not.
Since you've taken it into your head to abandon me.
It was unavoidable. I explained all that.
So you did.
While you were enjoying yourself, I was having a fairly boring supper with Jimmy. After that, I went straight
to... All right, Matt, that's enough.
Sorry?
You told me. I heard you.
What do you mean?
I thought you were in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you give me a minute to get my coat, we'll be off then.
I'm sorry, Dad, but I think it's out of order.
Oh, come on, Alice. It's only for an hour or so.
What am I supposed to do with her?
Show her the horses and the tack room.
Oh, I don't know if I can stand the excitement.
Well, why not introduce her to Christopher Carter? I don't suppose she's ever seen a farrier at work.
What's in it for me?
Alice.
No, it's only fair. If I'm expected to be a branch of social services, I'm entitled to a fee.
Your allowance is quite generous enough as it is.
Well, so that's a no then, is it?
Ah, here they are now.
Does she ride this Carly girl?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. She comes from Birmingham, remember?
Don't be such a snob, Dad.
What I meant was she won't have had your advantages.
What advantages?
Just try and be friendly, all right? She's had a pretty hard time one way or another.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, darling.
Morning.
Morning, Caroline.
Hi. And this is Carly. Carly, this is Brian and Alice.
Hello, Carly.
Hi.
Hi.
It's good of you to show around, Alice.
Oh, that's okay. Do you like horses, Carly?
Okay.
Well, this is Nimrod. He's beautiful, aren't you, boy?
I shall have to be off, I'm afraid. I've got a meeting with Matt Crawford.
Yes, there are things I must do, too.
So, you all right, you girls?
Yeah, we're fine.
Good.
We'll have a look at the indoor course in a minute, if that's okay with you, Carly.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, see you later, then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good time.
We will.
Bye, Carly.
Yeah, see ya.
Okay, well, we'll just have a general look around. I've just got to finish this. Or maybe you'd like a go.
No, thanks.
Well, could you hold him for me then?
No, don't think so.
Oh, come on, just for a couple of minutes.
I said no, didn't I?
Yeah, sorry.
Feast your eyes on that, Brian. What a landscape, eh?
Yeah, it's special, all right.
I'll let you into a secret, shall I? I've always fancied getting my hands on this bit of real estate ever since I came to the area.
Why is that?
Well, look at it, Brian. Classic landscape, that is. Could have come straight out of Jane Austen.
I suppose it could.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with the estate land. Good bottom-line country, I call it. Get your inputs right and you can make a half-decent margin.
From what I've heard, you've been finding that a bit difficult.
Spare me the hard sell, Brian. I've already had an earful from your Adam.
Makes sense, though. You can shrink your overheads, you might start seeing those half-decent margins.
Yeah, pull you out of a hole, more, right?
Sorry?
Come on, don't play the innocent. It's your margins you're thinking of. That's the truth, isn't it?
Thought we were here to talk about the country park.
Suits me.
So you want to know if we can put down a few extra drives?
Yeah. Shouldn't be a problem, should it? Another half dozen or so?
No, don't see why not.
It's never been properly exploited, this land. Ought to be a gold mine.
It could be.
Fabulous surroundings, upmarket country hotel on the doorstep. Honestly, people flocking here if we get the marketing right.
Well, that's the key, marketing.
You reckon Elizabeth I ever stopped here?
Elizabeth I?
Well, why not? Who's to say she didn't come here? Been a deer park for 900 years, this place.
That's true.
Yeah, I must get Jay to do a bit of research. You think of it, though. Queen Bess coming here with all her wagons and courtiers. Stayed at Arkwright Hall, I shouldn't wonder.
No, it's not that old.
Well, whatever. Then the next day she comes out here. All her attendants, plus her minstrels. And they set up the hide. Maybe by that little copse over there.
That's a fascinating thought.
Then with the minstrels playing, she pops away with her crossbow. See, that's the kind of atmosphere we've got to create. If we could bottle that, we'd make a fortune.
Morning, Sid.
Morning.
Busy?
Matter of fact, I am, yeah. We had a late night last night and I'm a bit behind.
Oh, your Valentine's night special. How did it go?
Not too bad, considering.
No, Frieda, of course, but it went all right.
No complaint, anyway.
Well, I won't hold you up. I thought I'd better just let you know we've had an offer.
Oh. Right, what sort of offer?
Not a particularly good one. It's from a pub chain. Local, you may have heard of them, Magpie Inns.
Yeah, they've got a couple of places in Borchester.
Yes, they're the ones. I expect you know they've got a reputation for having a light touch. They like to leave their tenants to get on with it.
Well, what's it going to do with us?
They've told us the offer's conditional on their owning the whole place.
What? What are you saying here, Caroline?
I'm saying, well, they'd be looking to buy your share as well.
In that case, we're not interested. You know our position.
Sid, I was thinking, well, perhaps you ought to consider it. I know it's not the same as owning your own place.
Too right, it's not.
But there are advantages. For a start, you'll be releasing a lot of your own capital.
We don't want to release it. This is our home as well.
Well, yes.
Anyway, it isn't the money. Put our whole lives into this place, me and Jolene.
I know.
You take last night. Jolene was out in that kitchen all day getting stuff ready. By the time we went up them stairs, it was nearly 1:30. I mean, you think we're going to make that sort of effort as someone else?
No. No, I understand that. I feel the same about Grey Gables.
So, How could you even ask me? You know what the answer's going to be.
Fabulous horse, eh? He's the biggest hunter they've got here, aren't you, boy?
Oh, he's magnificent. Who does he belong to?
Mrs. Adams. She rides with the hunt.
Huh, don't think I know, huh?
Oh, she's great. She's not scared of anything. You should see her jumping. She's brilliant.
Really? Yeah. So what do you think of him, Carly?
He's okay.
Well, more than okay, surely.
Anyway, I better put him away, I suppose. Come on, boy. Come on.
Hello, how's it going?
Ah, Holly!
Okay, steady, boy. Whoa. There we are.
Thanks, Caroline. He just pulled away from me.
Oh, it's my fault. I shouldn't have startled him by coming up behind him.
That's your trouble, isn't it, eh? You're just a little bit nervous.
So, what do you think, Carly? Has it been interesting?
Are we off now?
Carly, that's not very polite.
Don't worry about it.
I hope you're going to thank Alice for giving up her time.
It's okay.
Carly?
Yeah, thanks, Alice. You're welcome, anytime.
Yes, thank you, Alice. Why didn't you come over and have supper with us one day? Well, you're still on half term.
Yeah, fine.
We'll give you a call then.
Cool.
We'll see you soon then. Bye, Brian.
Bye, Caroline. Bye, Carly.
See ya.
Dad, did you see her? She was scared stiff.
She was, wasn't she?
She only had to grab the halter, that's all. It wasn't like he was going to go anywhere.
No.
But honestly, Dad, apart from talking to Chris, that's the only time she seemed remotely interested.
Well, you did your best.
Yeah. Come on, boy, let's put you back.
Thanks anyway for making the effort.
That's okay. When someone's as scared as she is, there's not a lot you can do.
I'm sorry you didn't give it a try. You'll never get a better opportunity.
I didn't fancy it.
I know they can seem quite big and scary, but they're not when you get to know them.
Who said I was scared?
No one.
I just think they're boring, okay?
Right.
Anyway, she was too busy showing me what she could do.
Carly?
She was, jumping and stuff.
I expect she thought you'd be interested.
You weren't there.
So, all in all, it wasn't a very successful visit then.
Well, that Chris Carter, does he live over there?
No, he just works there. Some of the time, anyway.
So where does he live? In the village?
His parents built a new house over at Willow Farm.
Cool.
So you like Chris Carter?
Can you ask him over, not that stuck-up cow?
Carly?
If you get her over, I won't be around, okay?
Lillian?
Hello, Tiger.
What the hell is going on?
Well, I'm writing some letters, actually.
Now, about Jade. I get to the office half an hour ago, only to pick up a message that she had to go out.
That's right.
So this is your doing?
Well, of course it is.
Would you mind telling me, that's if I'm not interrupting anything important, what you think you're doing?
Oh, sit down, Tiger, please.
No, I'm serious, Lily.
But I can see you are, darling. Let me pour you some tea.
I don't want tea. I want to know where my PA's got to.
Well, at this precise moment, you should be standing on the village green. Can't understand why you didn't see her when you drove by.
What's she doing there?
I hope she's getting on with my traffic survey.
Your what?
You see, it's important to measure the traffic at different times of the day, apparently, so I've asked her to stay there until 6:30, and that way she can cover the early evening rush.
Do you have any idea how much I'm paying that girl?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Then you'll know I can't possibly afford to let her swan off doing charity work for the community.
Well, a bit of fresh air will do her the world of good. Poor girl's looking awfully peaky.
Oh, right, is she?
I can quite believe she was out clubbing last night.
What, did she say anything?
Good Lord, no. I'm not the slightest bit interested in her sordid social life.
No.
But while she's prepared to put in extra hours, I thought why not let her help with my manifesto commitment?
No, I'm sorry, Lily, it's just not on.
Oh, you're worried about her, aren't you, darling? Out there in the cold wind. Well, I can put your mind at rest.
You can?
I've lent her my old red anorak and that green bobble hat, so she'll be perfectly comfortable.
Right, yeah.
So you see, there's absolutely nothing for you to worry about at all.
Right, last item. Any new ideas on how we keep this farm afloat?
Easy. We get our costs down and our income up.
Yeah, I was hoping for a bit more detail than that.
Okay. We need to find some sort of
alternative enterprise for about half the arable area. Basically everything that doesn't do 10 tons.
So, let's have some suggestions.
Yeah, okay.
Blue sky thinking, all right, Adam? Let's not have all the old favourites trotted out again.
I'll see what I can do.
No more thoughts on the cost side?
Other than getting rid of someone? No, not really.
Well, maybe it'll come to that.
Oh, sorry, have you started?
Debbie, oh, I had no idea you wanted to join us.
What? Well, I always used to.
It's 8:30 start these days. We brought it forward.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not a problem. No. Delighted to have your input for this last item. What do we do to keep the business from going under?
Oh, just the trivial matters, eh?
Well, we were discussing ways of cutting overheads. Adam thinks it's time we got rid of someone.
Oh, well done, Adam. You volunteering?
No.
Well, you weren't thinking of me, were you? Maybe I should go out again.
Well, for the purposes of this discussion, you're not strictly on the home farm payroll.
Well, I suppose not.
You are, of course, a highly valued member of the team.
Thank you.
Well, if we're looking for candidates for the chop, it's got to be Jeff, I suppose.
What about generating more income? Isn't that a better solution?
It would be. Just tell us how.
Well, how about the contracting side? You don't seem to have done much in that department since I left.
That's because there isn't any.
Well, there must be. All these medium-sized farmers getting out.
Yeah, and there's quite a few farms like us scrambling for the business.
Yeah, we did go into this, Debbie. If you take a reasonable working radius, the contract market's pretty well saturated.
Mm-hmm. And what about the estate?
Adam's had a go.
Yeah.
But going on what Matt said to me yesterday...
Yeah, you can forget it.
Well, he needs to do something. I had a walk round the estate the other day. I wasn't particularly impressed.
Well, they're just a bunch of speed merchants, the present lot. We could do a lot better.
So why don't you tell Matt? You could be making them money.
Do you think we haven't tried?
Well, have you?
Of course we have. Both Brian and
I... Something doesn't add up, because if there's one thing Matt Crawford likes doing, it's making money.
If you think you can do any better...
Yeah, I might have a go.
Right. Well, if that's all the business...
Yes, I'd better go and see to the ewes.
Okay, meeting over. See you for lunch, Debbie.
Sorry, no, not today. I've got other plans.
Lillian, this is getting beyond the joke.
Hello, Tiger. You're back early.
Yeah, well, there wasn't much I could do in the office without my PA.
Ah, you managed perfectly well before you employed her.
Yeah, where is she?
Oh, yes, I meant to tell you about that. Completely slipped my mind. I am sorry, Tiger.
What is it now?
Well, I had a call first thing from our Jade. She wanted to know if she could go straight back on the traffic survey.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Oh, Lillian, I thought she was showing real initiative for once. Perhaps I underestimated the girl.
So, she's back on the village green?
Well, as she very sensibly pointed out, it makes sense to record morning traffic close to the time you do the afternoon survey. Otherwise, you get complicating factors.
Just answer me one question then, please. When am I going to get my PA back?
Oh, well, won't be long, darling.
When exactly?
Well, let's see. If we cover the morning and lunchtime traffic today, that just leaves the evening traffic. Well, I suppose we ought to do that tomorrow, but... Well, there's no reason she can't do a half day in the office.
A half day?
Oh, don't worry, Tiger. By Monday, she should be back with you full time.
Oh, right.
As from next week, she'll be answering your phone and filing her nails without interruption.
Good.
Right up until I need her for my footpath survey.
Oh, God.
Any plans for this evening, darling?
Yeah. I'm playing poker with Alistair and Stephen Cope. Look, Lillian, I can't...
Oh, darling, look, can you get that for me? My hands are wet.
You don't seem to understand... I need someone in that office permanently.
Nonsense. You just need to get yourself organised.
Oh, Debbie.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hi. Come in.
Thanks.
Debbie! Just in time for lunch.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise you were about to eat.
Oh, you can join us, can't you? Take her coat, Matt.
Yeah, sorry.
Now, if you're sure...
Don't worry, darling, there's plenty. It's ham and salad with some nice crusty bread.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, we want to hear all about life on the Hungarian plain.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good, really.
Well, you're looking very well on it, isn't she, Matt?
She certainly is.
You know, your mum's been so excited about you coming home. It's good that you find time for your auntie, Lillian.
Well, of course.
Look, I'll just take this through. Matt, can you open a bottle?
Yeah, fine.
And then we can all get up to date, can't we?
This is the latest dispatch, hot off the printer.
Now, there's us.
A sight I never thought I'd see.
Amazing, eh?
Burton Frieda on an elephant. Well, they're obviously having a great time. Will they ever want to come back, I wonder?
Well, I wouldn't, if I was them.
Sid? There's a bit of development, then?
You could call it that.
Well, what?
Caroline's had an offer from one of these pub chains, but they're only interested if they can have the old place.
They want to buy you out as well?
Yeah, so they say.
Well, so just tell them you're not interested in this story.
Yes, I know we could do that. And we will do, but when you sit down and think about it, it's not that simple.
Well, it sounds simple enough to me.
Say they buy Caroline's share anyway, and then go out of the way to make things difficult. They could do, you know.
Well, yeah, I suppose they could.
Yeah, I mean, we've been lucky. Caroline's pretty well left us to it. She's been interested, obviously, especially in the turnover, but she's hardly interfered at all.
Well, I wouldn't worry, Sid. Chances are that if they can't buy the pub outright, they'll go somewhere else. I mean, there are plenty of other pubs on the market.
Yeah, and how's that going to affect us and Caroline? I mean, she's made it clear enough that she's desperate to sell.
Well, she's worried about losing Grey Gables, that's why.
Exactly. So if she loses this deal because me and Jolene won't play ball, she's not going to be ecstatic, is she?
Well, you just got to take that chance, mate. I mean, you know, if owning your place is important to you.
Oh, geez. Too old to be a tenant again. Always dancing to someone else's tune.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah, well, it'd be the same for you. If someone told you you had to be a tenant farmer.
Yeah, I'd say no, thank you very much.
Yeah, of course you would.
When you've had your own place, nothing else quite measures up, does it?
Nope.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Adam.
Hi.
What can I get you?
Oh, half a shires, please.
Call me now.
I hear you've been having a bit of trouble on the farm, David.
Yeah, stupid idiot.
Is this the bloke careering down that lane yours, David?
Yeah.
Well, I reckon it's terrible. I'll leave it along there. It's on my running route.
Yeah, you're not the only one, either.
Nah, I don't know why anyone bothers with farming these days. It's an expensive hobby from where I'm standing.
So why haven't you sold up then?
Well, man's got to have a hobby.
Matt's got other plans, haven't you, Matt?
And what are they, my love?
He wants to see the whole countryside covered in nice new houses, don't you, darling?
If that's what people want, I'm here but to serve.
And make a profit?
Well, in my experience, the two almost always go together. Uncanny, that.
Mm. So it doesn't much matter to you what you produce?
Spuds, carrots, executive houses, it's all the same to me. Though I would have to say that houses pay slightly better at the moment.
You can say that again.
Unfortunately, in this wonderful democracy of ours, we employ armies of bureaucrats to stop me giving people what they want.
The planners?
Got it in one.
Matt hates planners.
Oh, I don't hate them, my sweet. I see them as a challenge. Like speed cameras.
Yeah?
Yeah, they slow you down a bit, but as soon as you're out of sight, you can put your toe down.
Mm-hmm. So, one of these days we can expect to see the estate land covered in new housing.
Oh, I hope so, in the long term. But for the moment, I have to be satisfied with winter wheat and oilseed rape.
I'm very glad I am too.
Quite honestly, Matt, I think you underestimate the opportunities in farming.
Can't see how. Who's that accountant bloke who went in the press said food production must now be thought of as an irrational activity?
Is it the way you do it?
Meaning what exactly?
Well, I hope you don't mind, but I had a walk round the estate a couple of days back.
Oh, did you indeed?
I have to say, it's not looking terribly impressive.
Oh, do you hear that, Lillian? She's eaten our food and now she's about to criticise my farm.
Well, maybe you should listen.
Go on in, tell me the worst.
Some of your wheat shows poor establishment and, well, there's more disease than I'd want to see at this time of the year. Frankly, if my wheat crops in Hungary looked like that, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm aware things haven't been quite up to scratch.
My guess is jobs haven't been done on time. Do you keep a close eye on those contractors of yours?
Oh, Matt, must be joking.
Of course I don't. That's Graham Ryder's job.
Useless article he is. Might as well just give the job to Jade.
Jade?
Our PA, darling.
My PA?
Well, someone ought to get onto it because it's costing you money.
Ooh, do you hear that, Tiger? You better do something.
How long are you around for, Debbie? Maybe we should talk some more.
Couple of weeks or so.
How about a spot of lunch sometime?
Let's make it the office, shall we?
Well said, Debbie.
As you like.
Good. Well, you can take me for lunch instead, can't you?
With pleasure, my darling.
You're off to Broadbank, are you?
Oh, hi, Brian.
Yeah.
I want to get that seed bed finished while the weather holds.
Oh, good idea.
With a bit of luck, we'll be drilling next week.
Well, I won't hold you up, but I was just thinking, after that business with Phoebe, maybe we ought to give some thought to blocking off our bridal ways.
I had the same thought myself.
Well, why don't you go round with the digger and build a few earth walls? I mean, not too big, leave enough room for walkers.
Mm, of course.
And we need to stay accessible to riders and mountain bikers.
Trail bikes?
Yep, them too. But we can draw the line at 4x4s.
Okay. I'll get round to it when I can.
Well, there's no hurry, but at least I hope there isn't.
Or maybe it's a job for our woman in the East.
Hi, you two.
Oh, Debbie. We were just talking about you.
Oh, anything I can do?
Well, there is, actually. You used to be pretty handy with the digger, if I remember.
No, not too bad. What do you want doing?
Well, we need to block up the entrances. Anything wide enough for a car.
Yeah, okay. I can handle that.
And we need it doing pretty quick.
How about this afternoon? Is that soon enough?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, you're on. I'll just pop in and get changed.
So, you been out to lunch somewhere?
Oh, yeah, only at Auntie Lillian's.
How's she?
Yeah, fine. I was having a chat to Matt about the estate.
You're wasting your time there, I can tell you.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Well, you think he might be persuadable?
Let's just see, shall we? I'll be back in 5 minutes, okay?
Yeah, fine. I think she's kidding herself.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Matt Crawford's always had a soft spot for her.
Yeah, okay, you'll flirt with her, but let's be honest. He's not going to do you any favours, Brian.
No, you're probably right.
I am, you'll see.
Still, if she does manage to pull it off, she'll have done this farm one mighty good turn.
We must be getting soft in our old age.
Why?
Well, whatever made us agree to Bert being away for the start of lambing?
You'd better not read his letters, then.
Oh, what, gloating, is he?
He says, hope you're enjoying lambing.
Oh, does he?
And then we're off to watch camel dancing in the desert.
Oh, all right for some, eh? Can you check the water troughler?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
You're not really worried about lambing, are you?
No, it should be okay. Means I'll have to spend more time down here.
Oh, I'm happy to do some extra shifts.
Oh, thanks, love. We'll see how it goes, shall we?
Okay.
And we've got Eddie, don't forget.
Ah, there you are.
Linda?
Hello, Linda.
What brings you up here?
Parish council matter, actually. Something rather disturbing I've heard about.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I must say, your sheep are looking very well.
They are, aren't they? Thanks.
Well, they jolly well ought to, the amount of concentrates they're getting through at the moment.
Quite right, too. They'll be lambing soon, won't they?
Not long.
Yes. Well, make sure you give them plenty of food, won't you?
Linda, listen, these ewes are getting exactly what they need, nothing more and nothing less.
I'm delighted to hear it.
It may interest you to know that if they're going to lambing with too much condition, they have all sorts of problems.
Is that so?
Yes.
It's very important not to overfeed them in the last stages of pregnancy.
It's all right. I'm sure you know best.
Well, we do, yes. Now, what's the parish business that's so urgent?
Well, I've been hearing some very alarming stories about unauthorised traffic on our bridal ways.
Oh, have you?
I gather there's been an incident involving Phoebe and her little friend.
That's true.
And I've heard that you yourself have been involved in a crash, David.
You heard right.
So, if you include my encounter with the trail riders, or whatever they call themselves, there seems to be a spate of this sort of thing.
And what do you think the parish council should be doing about it?
Well, I don't know, yet. That's why I thought you and I should have a little chat.
Oh, did you?
Perhaps we should pop out to the site of some of these incidents to help us formulate some sort of policy. Well, that's if you've got the time.
Well, I don't know.
I think it's an excellent idea, Linda.
You do?
I've no idea if there's any connection between these things. It could be pure coincidence for all we know.
Of course.
But if there's some sort of concerted campaign by the off-roaders, then surely we need to respond in some way.
Exactly, Ruth.
Well, you've got a point, I suppose.
Look, why don't I finish off here? You and Linda go and sort out something for the parish council.
You sure, love?
I'll be fine. Take Linda over to where you had your little bump.
It'll give her a better idea of what we're up against.
That sounds an excellent idea to me.
Yeah, well, I haven't got long. We've got a lot on at the moment.
We're all busy people, David.
Yeah, I've got to shift all the young stock this afternoon, and it's Pip's birthday.
Well, so long as you can pop in, she'll be fine. You don't have to stay.
Yeah, okay, love.
Thanks.
Well, I'll see you later, then.
See you then. Bye, Linda.
Bye, Ruth.
Oh, David, what time did Tom say he was dropping off those burgers?
Oh, sometime this morning, that's all I know.
Well, let's hope he doesn't forget.
He won't, not Tom.
Only I've promised Pip now, if they're not on the menu, we'll have a riot on our hands.
Sorry to interrupt. Looks like you've got a bit of a rush on.
No, no, don't worry. Tracy can cope.
Just wanted to let you know I've dropped Carly at the pool.
Fine.
I've told her to come here and ask for you when she's done.
Okay.
Everything all right, darling?
I rang Sid to see if he thought any more about the offer.
And he hasn't?
No. Oh. He's not interested. He told me that last time. He's been perfectly straightforward about it.
Well, we'll just have to put that one down to experience and wait for the next offer.
I know.
Don't worry. There's still time.
Of course. Now, tell me about Carly. How is she this morning?
About as forthcoming as usual.
Oh, dear.
I'm doing my best. I really am.
I know.
Over breakfast, I tried to interest her in Tractor World.
Tractor World? Oliver, honestly.
Well, you never know. I thought she might be keen.
And she wasn't.
You think I've been on about an exhibition of, oh, I don't know, Mycenaean pottery.
All right, so she doesn't like tractors.
Caroline, there isn't a teenager alive who doesn't get a thrill out of that place. Driving those great things through the mud. I had to give my eye teeth to have a go when I was her age.
You haven't had her experience.
Yeah, I know, I know. And I do try to make allowances. But if she could just show one little glimmer of interest, just to indicate that we're connecting at some level.
I don't think she can. I don't think she's got the energy.
So where's it all going?
I don't know. Into shrugging her shoulders, perhaps.
Tell me about it. But how can we be of any help to her?
Oh, we're doing our best. We shouldn't expect anything back.
I dare say you're right.
She's got quite enough to contend with.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. But she's not easy. Anyway, I've got to go. I'm meeting Duncan with him.
Let's hope he's ready to sign on the line this time.
Well, I can't push him too much.
Of course not.
I still think he's keen to come in once he gets the finance sorted out.
Well, good luck.
Thanks. Compared to negotiating with a 15-year-old, it ought to be a doddle.
This used to be our main access to Midsummer Meadow, you know.
Really?
Yeah, before we put the tracks in across the fields, that is.
Ah, yes.
You know, when I was a lad, we used to bring the hay up this way. Now, where's that ditch? Oh, yeah, there it is. This is the place.
What happened?
Yeah, it was the last load of the day, and I was riding up on top. Suppose I must have been about 12 or 13.
Oh, a bit dangerous, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally against health and safety. And we hadn't roped it down particularly well. You know how it is at the end of the day.
Well, I can imagine.
Jethro was on the tractor, I remember. And he took this bend a bit too tight, and he dropped the two right-hand wheels in that ditch there.
Good grief! And did the whole lot go over?
No, fortunately, no. Just the top bit. And me with it.
But you weren't hurt?
No, a few bruises, that's all. It was all small bales in those days.
Oh, that's lucky.
I can remember Jethro pulling me out, white as a sheet he was.
And this is where you had the crash last week?
Yep, the very same spot.
Oh, dear. Doesn't seem to have been very lucky for you, does it?
Still a great place, though. Mm. You know, special.
I agree. The times I've walked along here with Hermes, never giving a thought to whether it was safe or not.
No, well, why should you?
I mean, if we've got to be looking over our shoulder all the time, or looking for an escape route through the hedge...
It'll be a sad day.
That's why we can't let it happen, David. We've got to do something.
We being the parish council?
Of course. What on earth are we there for, if it's not to look after the community over something like this?
I agree with you, Linda, but, you know, the fact is I am pretty pushed at the moment, what with lambing about to start.
Oh, leave it to me.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'll dig around a bit, see what I can find out, and then report back to you. How does that sound?
Oh, well, that sounds okay to me. Happy hunting. Now, what about a coffee?
So, what do you think of it then, Ruth? Incredible or what?
It's fantastic!
You're an entrepreneur, Tom. You really are.
Mm, and don't forget my lovely assistant here. She's part of it too.
A small part.
Not at all. A key to the whole operation, you are.
No.
You're both stars. It's really exciting.
Do you want to know about the design we've got in mind?
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
On one side of the counter, we're going to have the golden butler. Right, Tom?
Yep.
We don't know which side yet. I want it on the left and Tom wants it on the right.
And what's he going to look like?
Just a really smart butler, you know? A frock coat, that kind of thing. And it's going to be all in gold.
On a green background.
Great.
This is upmarket fast food.
It's also neat and compact.
Well, do you want to have a look on board?
Oh, can I?
Yeah, sure. The door's around there.
Poor you, you only popped round to drop off the burgers.
Well, we didn't actually, did we, Bren?
No, we thought you'd be interested in seeing the whole operation.
I am.
As we're going to be selling your beef.
Hopefully quite a lot of it. This door's a bit stiff.
That's got it.
I'll go first, shall I?
Might be best.
There's not a huge amount of room, as you can see.
There's enough floor.
Right. There's the griddles and sinks. And the grill for the buns and whatever. And this... ta-da! Is a little oven for the jacket potatoes.
Fantastic!
Neat, eh?
It's brilliant! It's actually more space than you'd think.
Mm, it's quite a reasonable preparation area. And that over there, that's the storage for the relishes and sauces and that.
Oh, great.
And this is where the cappuccino machine's going.
You've thought of everything.
I bet we haven't. We'll get to our first gig and find out there's nowhere to plug in the kettle.
Well, I really envy you. I think you're going to have great fun this summer.
It's going to be hard work.
Well, yeah.
But hopefully we'll make a few quid.
I'm sure you will.
The miracle's going to be if the two of us can work in here together without coming to blows. What do you think, Bren?
We'll give it a go, eh, Tom?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't sell fast food in our yard. We haven't got a licence.
Isn't it fab, David?
It's great. What do you think, Linda?
Oh, is this where you're going to be selling your burgers, Tom?
Yeah, that's the idea, Linda. Needs a bit of sprucing up, though, first.
It looks in very good condition to me.
Do you want to come up here and look, Linda?
Oh, I'd love to.
Hang on, I'll come out. In fact, while you have a look round, why don't Brenda and I go and get the coffee on? Help yourself to a biscuit.
Oh, thanks.
So, that's your summer mapped out, doing the round of local shows.
And music festivals.
Of course.
I'm looking forward to it. Me and Tom on the road. He's good company,
yeah? Yeah, you seem to be getting on well.
And it means I'm around a bit more, so I can see more of Dad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been happy being away at uni, not while he's so down.
Poor Mike. Everyone's worried about him.
I know he seems to be keeping going, the milk rounds and all that, but inside he's falling apart.
He must be glad to have you around.
Yeah. It's all worked out pretty well, really. Getting the job share down at Kenton's.
Oh, that's great, Brenda.
Thanks.
Hi, love. You got the coffee on?
It's on the way.
Oh, it's jolly cold out there.
Certainly is. Oh. Oh, well, I'm very impressed with Tom's little outfit out there, Brenda.
Do you like it?
Judging from the standard of catering I've seen at the Borsetshire show, I'd have thought you'd do very well.
Yeah, they don't seem to have heard of Jamie Oliver around here.
We'll soon put them right, eh, Tom?
Yep, we're going to bring outside catering into the 21st century.
Come on, sit down, everyone.
All right.
So, another example of direct selling, just like your beef, David.
Well, it's the only way if you want a decent price.
I was at the farmer's market on Tuesday, of course, and I saw Hayley there, quite a surprise.
That's it, she's doing the eggs.
How's she getting on?
Very well. She seems to be a natural saleswoman, but she was fed up about all her form filling.
Oh, the registration forms for the hens.
Mm. Seems it's not just hens, pheasants as well. So she won't be the only one.
No, I've been meaning to have a word with Mum about ours.
You've only got a few, though. You're okay.
There we are.
Oh, thanks, love.
There's biscuits in the tin.
Great.
And how did you two get on?
Well, frankly, Ruth, the thought of your bridal way being turned into a rally course appalls me.
Linda's going to find out what she can.
I certainly am. We're going to give those young men a run for their money.
The
The Archers was written by Graham Harvey, who is also the agricultural story editor. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.